The Braves looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Athletics. Atlanta turning to Mike Foltynewicz for this one. What a performance he would turn in. We pick up the action in the third. Scoreless game, Dansby Swanson with a man on facing Sonny Gray.
Next pitch is swung on and hammered to left. Chasing back is Rajay Davis. Has to take a short hop off the wall. And the score from third is Camargo into second base with a double as Dansby Swanson. And the Braves strike first. They lead 1-0.
And it's on the way, and Joyce hits a line drive to left, going back. It's playable for Santana. He's right there, and he makes the catch. Well hit ball. Santana moving about three or four steps to his left, made the play. And for Foltynewicz, as the A's leave the tying run in scoring position, he's authored 8 no-hit innings, has the sign. Here's the turn and the pitch to Olson, swung on, hit to right field. Marquez going back, turning around at the track. He will turn and watch, and it's gone. And there goes the no-hitter, and the A's are on the board. Johnson peers in to get his sign, has it now. And now the 1-2 offering to Maxwell is on the inside, going to ring him up, and this game is over.
The Braves snap a two-game skid, winning at 3-1 behind a dominant performance from Mike Foltynewicz. He goes 8-plus innings, allowing just the one run on one hit, striking out 8. He wins his third straight decision. Ender Inciarte had his 11-game hitting streak snapped. The Athletics fall to the Braves. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after.
His fastball was really good tonight, and he could elevate it and get some strikeouts and pitch really well.
What do you think Olson's at bat? I mean, that was a long at bat. He hung in there and then to...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things going on there. You know, we want base runners. We want to try to get him out of the game. We certainly want to get a hit. So we accomplished all that. We just couldn't finish it off.
Obviously, Sonny might not get the headlines. But how do you think he did tonight?
Boy, he was good. I mean, he's been consistent with his stuff. Finally got great results tonight. Usually when you give up, what was it, 2 hits? And one run, you're talking about after the game, what a great game he pitched. And he did. He just obviously we didn't score some runs for him.
What's kind of the feeling in the dugout after Olson's home run? Is it somewhat relief? Is it, hey, we can keep building on this and try to get back?
I would say all the above. Certainly you don't want, it's embarrassing to get no hit, so you want to get a hit. And then, you know, it's a home run. Now make a pitching change and dead doubles. Now that it's a completely different, you know, feeling in the dugout that now, you know, we're one swing away potentially tying this thing, and we got middle of our order coming up. So it was a key at bat for us. We just couldn't finish it off.
What have you seen so far in Olson? That at bat was great.
Yeah. You know what? You look at the average, and the average isn't great, but he's been on base. He draws walks. He makes pitchers work. He's hit some home runs for us. He's going to be a nice player for us down the road. He's playing out of position a little bit, playing the outfield. You know, he's a terrific first baseman, as you saw tonight. You know, we have a lot of prospects in our organization, and 2 years ago or 3 years ago, this was probably the number one prospect in our organization. So he's got a bright future ahead of us. You know, like I said, the average doesn't look great right now, but he's putting together some pretty good at bats.
Just to kind of see Sonny kind of finish off this month, it starts with a nice start against the Nationals, other than the Astros start, just to see how he's progressed throughout this month after coming off the DL. What have you just thought?
Yeah, you know, even the Astros start, it was one inning. It was the first inning, and after that, he was great. So it's all about just getting him on a roll. And, you know, he's used to going out there and winning, and he wants to be in the game, deep in the game, where he's part of a decision. He was tonight. But it's just about getting him on a roll and winning some games and getting the confidence where it needs to be, because the stuff is definitely there.
Up next, the series against the Braves continues on Saturday with Jarrell Cotton on the hill.